is that light we see at the end of the runway. The TSA has reported more than 1 million travelers have passed through airport security checkpoints each day for nearly a week. The CDC still advises against travel, but with vaccines rolling out, many people appear unwilling to wait. Let's bring in Seth Kaplan. He's Here and Now's transportation analyst. And Seth, how would you describe what it's like at airports right now?
For most of the pandemic, Peter, the busiest day of the pandemic has been far less busy than the least busy day before the pandemic. So in other words, the day before Thanksgiving, typically a very heavy travel day. This past year, less busy than Thanksgiving Day itself most years, which is a very light travel day. We're coming up on a couple of milestones here in terms of turning the corner. One, just kind of eyeballing the numbers, I would say today might end up being the first day, very likely the first day, that will be busier than the same day a year ago. St. Paddy's Day of a year ago is the first day under 1 million, and today is likely to be over 1 million. And then someday soon, we're going to have that first day where it's going to be busier than really a pre-pandemic day, even before everything was affected early last March.
I see. Well, we've seen holiday bumps in travel before around Christmas and Thanksgiving, but that's when the pandemic was at its worst. Now, of course, it's spring break time. Do you think there are signs that this growth could be different?
No question. And it starts just with those numbers, right? In the past, it was all couched in relative terms, right? As I said, a holiday travel period, sure, it might have been busier than a non-holiday travel period during the pandemic, but still very, very quiet. Now you're starting to see demand pick up, maybe not to pre-pandemic levels overall, but clearly nothing like what we've seen for most of the past year. For better or worse, as you mentioned, health authorities continue advising against non-essential travel, but people, as they get vaccinated especially, seem more comfortable making plans. And this time booking plans, not just thinking about the refund they could get, but plans that they might actually be able to keep.
Yeah. Is it safe to be on a plane yet? What do the data say?
Well, the data all along, to the extent that we have any, and Peter, this is one of those cases where you only know what you know, right? Not a lot of confirmed cases of people spreading the virus on the airplane. But again, that doesn't mean that that hasn't happened. Just not a lot of confirmation of that. No evidence, though, that it's more dangerous sitting close to somebody on an airplane than it is sitting close to somebody anywhere else. It's just that you're in a room full of a whole lot of people, and that's been the case all along. So airplane air, not dirtier than any other air. We're just supposed to be 6 feet away from other people wearing a mask, and on an airplane, typically you aren't.
Seth Kaplan, Here and Now's transportation analyst. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.